This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on newly elected conservatives in the United Kingdom are hitting labor and the poor hard. Whether meeting with organizers, union leaders, foundation and nonprofit executives, or Acorns on organizers, almost always the conversations would drift over the difficult prospects for the next 5 years in the wake of the Conservative Party's re-election, led by Prime Minister David Cameron, and the hopes and fears accompanying the election of Jeremy Corbyn as a left-leaning head of the opposition Labour Party. One union program manager with Unite, the UK's largest union, told me from the second we sat down that she'd still not recover from the election and the prospect of 5 years of pain. It isn't hard to understand why once I understood the gist of the government's proposed amendments to the Trade Union Act. Any strike would require a two-week notice to the employer. 50% of the members would have to participate in a vote and have their ballots tallied by mail, which is often difficult in the public sector, particularly where many members do not vote. A majority would have to approve. Any communications on social media would have to be submitted and approved 2 weeks in advance. It goes on and on like that. Is there any way to stop it? Not much, from what I was told. A majority government means that they can ram through virtually anything and are likely to do so. There's also no constitution or bill of rights in the UK that might protect freedom of speech or anything of that nature, so don't look for help there. Unions have little leverage to modify the new amendments and are hoping to get worksite voting and voting by smartphones as compromises so that they can make the numbers, but the deal is a long way from being done. There's a proposed multi-billion pound rollback of the tax credit program, which provides broad-based welfare benefits. The program started small, but now is approaching £30 billion and under fire. It's a complicated situation, but the end result will be devastating to poor families, many of whom in cities like London are depending on the payments to offset the exorbitant cost of housing in the city. There's been a lot of excitement about the election of Corbyn as the new leader of Labour, but there's virtually a civil war on the party ranks at the top, no matter how enthusiastic the base and many new party members have become. One union official who voted for him told me he was simply unelectable. Their hope was that he would raise some issues and step aside for someone younger and more appealable 2 years before the next election. Some organizers were aghast at the communication disasters that Corbyn's already blundered into and found it discouraging if there weren't some quick fixes. Others thought he was raising some important and difficult questions for the majority, which could shape the future in a more progressive direction, whether he ran or not, and they held out hope. Organizers are tonally skeptical and optimistic, and some maintained hope for Corbyn because you can never tell. One working for an online campaigning organization thought he could see from the constant stream of petitions and interests that came in on a daily basis the hunger that would have to be served. A foundation executive, interestingly, held out hope for some communities taking advantage of the devolution of power being offered by Westminster that admittedly would transfer problems down the line but also might offer the opportunity for more power and a semblance of home rule in areas like Manchester, for example, where there is interest in aggregating a number of councils into a block. The Labour Party leads in many cities, especially in the northern parts of England, so there might be something there. In fact, some observers thought the 2016 election for mayor in London might be an interesting barometer for judging the popularity of Corbyn's program and strategy and whether it could get some traction. The one thing that was clear and unquestioned was even making the best of it. There are 5 years of hard times facing the people of the United Kingdom. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.